You mentioned you did a lot of traveling, testing this tobacco, you know. Were you ever active in clubs or?
In clubs.
Yeah, or who? How is it, the people that I'm interested in, what type of people you'd come in contact with and how you'd come in contact with them?
On this back end of the club?
Just generally. I mean, like, you say you, if you never joined a church, then most of your friends wouldn't be people that you meet at your church. You know? You wouldn't be real active in church. But are you active in clubs, or do you travel much, or, you know, meet a lot of people? Or?
Oh, yeah. I've been around a lot of different folks. And we used to have a little meeting here, a teacher over here at College Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Got up, had a little meetings. We'd meet once a week. He was helping us, people that, you know, didn't get up. It was a lot of help, folks. I had my way. I don't say that I did a lot too much. He was taught in school, how college, or how to make a living farming, or do these things, you know. And I was brought up under my father, how to do it too, you know. And I wouldn't say that I changed a lot of ways, but they had good eyes, all right. I consider them, and whether it would help me or not, I did it that way. But then I wouldn't change my way of doing it.
This was relating to farming?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd have a meeting once a week. We had them for years, and at the end of the schooling of them, he called it about a 6-8 weeks meeting. He'd hold about 6-8 weeks. And then we'd have a big supper. Get together the whole community. We'd get there, all meet.
Mm-hmm.
And I met my home here, I don't know, quite a few times, and we'd have a supper here. And have a big time. Oh, we have a big time.
Yeah.
And he's still a good friend of mine. He took his boys over there in the agriculture and put a bean in my tobacco plow for me about a month ago. It broke down. I took it away, and him and the boys made me a bean and put it in there.
What
was it? In the back of the plow. That's where I plow my garden with. It's just a plow used with a mule.
Uh-huh.
And I plow my garden with it.
And he put
a bean in it, and it broke down. Boys was plowing tobacco last year, and they broke it out. And I got me a great long piece for that business and carried it over, and it worked on it, put it in this shop, you know, little boy. He took little boys and worked on it and fixed it. Bowed holes in it and took the pieces off my old one and put them back together on this one. And it was like a brand new one.
What is
the
bean?
Yeah,
what part is that?
That's the main part. That just holds the feet thing to the plow.
Mm-hmm.
It's had bolts, and they have a fender, holds the fender, you have a bolt go through the run fender back to keep covering up your tobacco, corn, anything. You can play anything with it. But I use it more. I haven't worked in the box since I had that heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
I just work with God. That's all I do with it.
You call this a tobacco plow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tobacco plow.
What other kinds of plows are
there? Huh?
What other kinds of plows are there?
What other kind of plow?
Yeah.
Well, we used to have a plow we broke our ground with, turning plows.
Uh-huh.
Worked two mules thumb, and we had turning plows, but we had three mules too. We worked three in a breast. And
what do you call it, two mules that would work together?
The two mules worked at one plow?
Yeah. Do you call that a...
Where?